We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Did you have some trouble reaching certain websites this morning? Well, it seems a big outage at a cloud service is to blame. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
Dozens of high-traffic websites, including the New York Times, CNN, Twitch, Reddit, and even the UK government's homepage, could not be reached. San Francisco-based Fastly acknowledged the problem this morning and said in repeated updates on its website it was continuing to investigate the issue. And then an hour later, the company said the issue had been identified and a fix had been applied. But customers may experience increased origin load as global services return. Fastly provides vital behind-the-scenes cloud computing services to many of the web's high-profile sites.
And again, the cloud service is back up and running, but there could be some sporadic outages. In Queens, police are investigating the targeted shooting of an ex-con. This happened at 148th Street and Rockaway Boulevard in South Jamaica yesterday afternoon. The 47-year-old Darius Gullibo was confronted by two men who opened fire, striking him in the head and chest. He was pronounced dead at Jamaica Hospital. The victim had served three terms in state prison, two for selling drugs, one for robbery. He was paroled in 2017. So far, no arrests. Mayoral candidate Maya Wiley spoke live to 1010 Winds last hour, saying that she will take $1 billion from the NYPD and put it toward violence prevention.
Focusing our police resources, our police officers, on what we need them to focus on, like keeping illegal guns out of our city and off our streets. It is a critical role they need to play.
Well, her position is really the opposite of candidate Eric Adams, who is promising to increase policing to deal with an increase in shootings. Wiley has gotten endorsements from Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other progressive lawmakers. And on Saturday, an endorsement from The Strokes. They'll hold The Strokes and Friends, a concert for Maya Wiley at Irving Plaza. It is the first vaccination-required, full-capacity indoor concert post-COVID in the city. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. The program starts at 8:30 p.m. Andrew Yang's campaign has been forced to change strategy after hecklers chased him away from a Brooklyn event last week. His aides have stopped disclosing his whereabouts to the news media, and reporters are now required to formally respond to planned events. A political action committee reportedly was behind the hecklers, critical of Yang and Eric Adams, but not candidate Scott Stringer. Classmates of the boy shot and killed in Far Rockaway, Queens, will pay tribute to him at the scene of the shooting today. This, as you might know, would have been Justin Wallace's 11th birthday. The kids will be lighting candles, releasing balloons. Cops are still hunting for the gunman caught on surveillance video, firing 8 bullets, killing Justin, wounding his 29-year-old cousin. It's believed there was a dispute over a shared driveway. A $10,000 reward is being offered. Some news about the MTA. Interim Transit President Sarah Feinberg appears on track to become the first woman to lead the MTA, a senior official telling the Wall Street Journal. Governor Cuomo has nominated her for the position. Feinberg got praise for helping steer the MTA's bus and subway system through the pandemic. The state Senate has to confirm her nomination. To Brooklyn now, where an off-duty firefighter has been arrested in Bergen Beach. 33-year-old Eric Wachter allegedly pulled out a fake gun and aimed it at a 19-year-old after the two got into some sort of a fight. Cops say the two did not know each other. Wachter now facing charges including weapon possession and harassment. He was described as the guy who kept on helping his community even after he left the NYPD, and he died trying to help a friend in a fight outside a Brooklyn pizzeria. His story now from our Darius Radzius.
A retired cop was fatally shot with his friend's gun during a struggle here at East 3rd Street and Church Avenue Monday night. Deputy Chief Joseph Gulata says Thomas Marinin was trying to help his 53-year-old friend defend his father, who is being harassed by a 33-year-old.
During the course of the struggle, which moved down the block, the 53-year-old male pulled out his firearm, and one round, we believe, was discharged, striking both victims.
He says Marinin was shot in the torso and a 33-year-old man was hit in the arm. Marinin was with the NYPD for 23 years before retiring, but this man told ABC 7 he never stopped helping others.
And just a swell guy, continuously grew his hair long so that they can be cut off and used for people with cancer. He was just one of those kind of guys. He was a terrific, terrific human being.
Darius Radzius, 10-10 wins in the Kensington section of Brooklyn.
And the PBA has tweeted about this, saying even in retirement, Marinin protected the vulnerable and defended his community from criminals who grow bolder every single day. To local politics now, and today is primary day in New Jersey. Governor Murphy running for a second term unopposed on the Democratic side, but Republicans will be choosing among four candidates, and the election could be a test of Donald Trump's popularity. The favorite, former state assemblyman Jack Cittarelli, called Trump a charlatan back in 2015, but then last year attended a Stop the Steal rally, though he has since said Joe Biden is our president. His rival, Hearst Singh, is pro-Trump. He even hired Trump's former campaign manager. Singh criticized Cittarelli for acknowledging Biden beat Trump. As for the city's mayor's race, a debate on Thursday night, and you can hear that live on 1010 Winds. And we will be talking live with candidate Maya Wiley coming up at 10:30 this morning about a new health plan that she has. Do you remember the days of TP shortages? Well, other products are still sometimes in short supply, but not because of any panic buying, because of bottlenecks in the supply chain. Elizabeth Schulze reports the White House is setting up a new task force to try to fix that.
The pandemic and economic recovery has caused unparalleled backlogs in the supply chains of sectors like computer chips, home building, and agriculture. This has forced some companies to delay production or increase prices as they deal with supply shortages. The White House says its new Supply Chain Disruptions Task Force will help lead the government's response in trying to fix these supply issues. The administration's also recommending strategies for how to make industries like semiconductors, batteries, and pharmaceuticals more resilient.
A shortage of materials has made it tougher for the economy to recover from the pandemic.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.